Morning to you, the Map Man. Triple M, Nine's inspirational hit This Time Next Year was one of Australia's favourite new shows for 2017 and is set to return for a second series, which is good news. The Nine Network is looking for contributors from across the country who are planning to change their lives by this time next year. Executive producer Stephen Peters, very good morning to you, Steve. How are you?
Hi, Map Man. I'm well, mate. I'm very well. Thank you.
Well, it's great to catch up with you. Great to see that the series is returning for another year. Thoroughly enjoyed it earlier this year. Just a fantastic series. Karl Stefanovic, absolute champion, mate. We all love him. And it really is a terrific series. How'd you come up with the concept of it all?
Well, it's actually an overseas idea, an overseas format that Channel 9 licensed and said, yeah, we reckon we could do a good job of this here. And we were one of the very early countries around the world that decided to take up the format and have made a success out of it. And, you know, a lot of that is what makes that work here is Australians are really good at telling their stories and really open about, you know, saying what's on their mind and being honest about their lives. So, it worked particularly well for us.
All right, and you're I believe, are taking applications now for Series 2 of this particular show this time next year. You're casting at the moment, looking for people in regional centres primarily, is that right?
Well, yeah, what happened before and what's happening now that we've started is we get a lot of applications from Sydney and Melbourne and Brisbane and, you know, obviously the capital cities. But last year, a lot of our very inspiring stories and really, really beautiful stories came from regional areas. So we're really wanting to let people in those parts, especially in the Riverina area, to know that we are back on and we are looking for contributors. We're looking for people who want to have a crack at something that they think will change their lives, that will transform their lives, or, you know, looking for a long-lost relative, or, you know, there's a whole bunch of pledges that people can do, and they don't have to be, you know, really big ones. They can just be just something that will make their life better or more interesting or help somebody else.
All right, and I guess people can apply via the website thistimenextyear.com.au, thistimenextyear.com.au. If people are interested in applying, what sort of criteria do you look for?
Well, we've got people of all ages. You know, I'm actually looking at a video now of a 15-year-old who will, this time next year, most likely have his pilot's license after losing a leg to cancer only 2 years ago.
Wow.
And it's something that he really wants to do. We're talking to a guy who's just turned 90 and is cashing in all his chips, and he's moving out to regional Victoria to open a chicken farm. Don't ask me why. He's about to buy 2,000 chickens, and he thinks that's going to be a great career for him at the age of 90.
Right.
You know, so it can be all sorts of things, but it needs to be things that really will make a difference or that you've always wanted to have a crack at.
So if people like to apply or if you want further details, the website thistimenextyear.com.au, thistimenextyear.com.au for more info and to complete the online application. And I believe applications close midnight December 8, is that right?
Yeah, in early December, that's correct. So they've still got a little bit of time, but not too long. We've got quite a few applications. As I said, they're mostly from Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane, so we're really keen to hear from people in regional areas.
Executive producer of This Time Next Year, Stephen Peters, thank you so much for your time this morning, mate. Looking forward to series number 2 next year.
Great, thank you for your time, appreciate it.
Good on you, mate. Stephen Peters at Cheers. Triple M.